Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When Jesus was crucified, one of the thieves put to death with him cried out, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus responded, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." But scores of individuals now are not sure they can apply this to their personal lives. Are they to believe that when God's child draws his last breath here on earth, his next one is going to be drawn in heaven? Some 30 years later, Paul addressed the same issue. What he wrote can eliminate any question forever in your mind. Perhaps you remember that Paul wrote a very warm personal letter to the church at Philippi, and in this letter, he told them that he was in a dilemma. He said he wanted to depart and to be with Christ, but remaining in the flesh to help the church was more important or necessary. What did he mean? Obviously, the word to depart was a euphemism meaning to die. Understanding how the word was used in the first century gives some pictures which let light filter through a lot of dust and fog. First, that word was used of a boat which was loosed from its moorings in a harbor and gradually began to drift out to sea. Then it was used of a door which was flung open with force. If you recall how Paul was imprisoned in the very city where the church was located, the one to which he was writing, you may remember that following an earthquake, an angel released Paul. "Flung open the door of the prison" is the translation of the same word Paul used here. There's another picture that is meaningful. A person goes to a dinner party at the home of a friend. It's a great evening. No one wants to leave. The guests stand around and talk, and then finally they depart and go home. The same word is used in all of these pictures. How do people die? Sometimes a person is cut down in his prime. He or she dies unexpectedly in an accident or a mishap of some kind. A teenager loses his life prematurely, or a little child dies in infancy. A tragic accident, we say. But for God's children, there are no accidents, only incidents. It's like what happened to Peter. An angel has flung open the door, and God's child walks through the doors of heaven. In some cases, people slowly slip across the veil and walk through the valley of the shadow of death, much like the little boat that has been loosed from its moorings in the harbor, and a person gradually loses touch here and drifts towards heaven's shore. Then there's the picture of the dinner party. Some live long, full lives, and at the end, reluctantly, they bid farewell to friends and family and leave us. The reality is that almost everyone's death fits into one of those three categories. But I still haven't made the important point. No matter how colorful the picture, how you make your departure isn't the important thing. The way Paul worded his letter, it's obvious that the action of both leaving and arriving take place simultaneously. Here it is. Leaving here means arriving in the presence of Jesus Christ. That's the good news. No period of waiting, no purgatory. When you are God's child, when your time has come and you leave us here, your next breath is the cleanest, purest air your lungs have ever experienced. To the Corinthians, Paul wrote, "We are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord." And then he added, "We prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord." That's the issue.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.